Inside the Taipei Theater, just a few blocks from the heart of Broadway, the curtain rises on Making Tracks. The audience is slowly transported to the dramatic immigration of Asians to America. As the show opens, a grandmother in a wheelchair recalls the year 1865.
I was one of 20 men on a team of 10,000 building the transcontinental railroad eastward across the Sierra Nevada.
We decided to go with this kind of rock vernacular in creating this piece because we felt that, especially in Broadway today, the music didn't really speak to the young generation.
Welly Yang, whose parents are both immigrants from Taiwan, came up with the concept and wrote the book.
It's about a woman who's dying, and in this woman is embodied all the a century of unsung American stories, and she's relaying these stories to her granddaughter, and she's kind of like a Don Quixote's character.
The grandmother passes the torch to her granddaughter, who wants to carry the stories into the future. She plans to do this by building a website.
My journey is rough, but have faith in my granddaughter. She will tell our stories from a machine. Circuits and cells, senses and screens. Hearts and hardware, digits and dreams.
From the quirky meter of the dialogue to the self-deprecating title itself, Making Tracks uses humor to depict the challenges and obstacles that were part of the immigrant experience for Asians. But writer Welly Yang is careful to point out that he doesn't think internment camps and picture brides are inherently funny things.
Our intention was to constantly create, offset these heavy stories with humor. That was our intention, and kind of chiaroscuro kind of idea where you always contrast light with dark.
Sometimes the light and dark has a touch of vaudeville. Welly Yang himself plays a Chinese immigrant, Shuk Lai K. An immigration official on the show is confounded by Shuk's name.
Shuk Lai K.
Lai K.
Lai K.
Lucky Chuck. Lucky Chuck. Welcome to America, Lucky Chuck.
Critics say that Broadway has not provided enough casting opportunities for actors from diverse ethnic backgrounds. Frank Ventura, artistic director for the musical theater program at the Tisch School for the Arts in New York, says Asian American and other ethnic theater companies are creating their own work.
They're not waiting for the industry or the business to come to them and say, we want to do your work. I think that's excellent. They're really writing their own musicals. They're writing plays. They're producing them. They're creating an audience for their plays and their work. It's now up to us as New Yorkers to get out and go to the theater and see what they're doing.
In a curious twist, Making Tracks is unapologetically Asian in its casting, and in that sense, not at all multicultural. 11 Asian Americans play all of the roles, a decision Welly Yang says didn't make commercial sense, but which does have dramatic impact.
Some of the great moments, I think, are when the Asian actors play Caucasian roles, because then I think it takes the audience by surprise when an Asian actor playing a Caucasian man says, we don't cut Jap hair.
Kiki Moritsugu, whose Japanese father was interned during World War II, plays the granddaughter. For Moritsugu, performing and making tracks was a departure, precisely because an Asian American wrote it.
So many of the things that were, you know, Asian projects that I have done in the past were not originated by Asian Americans. They were based on, you know, James Clavell's version of something or James Michener's version of something, and not actually someone who's lived it.
For the audiences, which are largely Asian American, Making Tracks strikes a nerve, as it did with Keith Wu, a 37-year-old banker.
I can really relate to the characters, what they go through. I mean, what they actually went through. Hopefully I never have to, some of the things they had to overcome.
For The World, this is Joshua Brockman in New York City.